Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless, gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
All right, well, welcome to day 12 of Steelers training camp. This is the Steelers Today Show. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is our editor-in-chief and Steelers expert, Dale Lawley. This is the DK Pittsburgh Sports Network. Dale, what'd you see today, day 12? Kind of eventful on the injury side.
A little bit. I mean, it's tough to, you saw Pat Freiermuth get his left shoulder wrapped up. We'll see if that affects his play or whether he plays or not Thursday night in Canton. I saw a report out there that Mike Tomlin said that he's going to play Najee Harris in this preseason game. It's not what he said, first of all. He said he's going to allow him to prepare to play in the preseason game. You saw Najee Harris kind of do something, and he's flexing his right shoulder out there a little bit, but he was right back in the next series when they went to live run. So those kind of things happen at this time of year. You don't see anybody getting carted off. That's the main thing. I don't get too worked up over those kind of things when there's still a month, left before they go to training camp. It's not like this is a Colts camp where they've got Quentin Nelson and Carson Wentz getting surgeries on their foot, those kind of things. So, we heard from Mike Tomlin, that he's going to start Mason Rudolph in the game on Thursday. Going to be relieved by Dwayne Haskins, and then Josh Dobbs is going to finish up the game.
Not necessarily so. I think we made a decision today in anticipating that maybe Dwayne will finish the first half and Dobbs will finish the game, because we're going to work 2 minutes today and we'll have two sets, and those are the two quarterbacks we chose, just in anticipation of trying to get the guys game ready that could be in the game at those moments. But that's as far as I am down the road in terms of identifying, how much guys are playing and things of that nature. You just got to kind of forecast for the effort efforts of work, and so those two guys get the 2 minute, and those are the probable guys that could be in the game at those moments on Thursday night. Mason.
That's what you're going to pay attention to here. You saw both Haskins and Dobbs lead a two-minute offense to kind of end the practice today. Haskins leading a touchdown drive, Dobbs getting intercepted. So, to me, that's really the I don't know if you want to call it the exclamation point on the first part of practice, because this is what really this is, Eddie. Those first couple weeks of practice before the first preseason game are a segment all unto themselves.
Right.
Now you're going to play a football game on Thursday night against the Cowboys, and then you're going to have another week's worth of practice to get ready for the next preseason game. So preseason training camp is largely at this point over.
Yeah. You talked about Dobbs and Haskins running the two-minute drills today. We got to hear from Dwayne Haskins today. Do you think that third job is his locked up, or do you think there's still some battle there? And how do you think he stacks up against Mason Rudolph? Because, again, like you said, just camp. But Mason hasn't looked as good as maybe we all thought and hoped he would look.
He's also running against the ones a lot of times, while Haskins running against the twos. That makes a difference.
Makes a big difference.
Now, he's also working with some of the ones out there. But this will all get played out in the preseason games. I fully expect Mason Rudolph to be the number two quarterback on this team, Haskins to be the number three. Josh Dobbs goes to the practice squad because they have 16 spots on the practice squad this year. I don't know that necessarily changes. Certainly it can change. But it really doesn't make a big difference in the grand scheme of things, you know, unless something happens to Ben Roethlisberger. It's just the difference between who's active on game days and who's down.
So basically what you're saying is, as much as people are trying to drum up some quarterback controversy or any kind of drama in the quarterback room, there really isn't any.
Not really. I mean, I just don't, I don't see it. You know, they just gave Mason Rudolph money.
Right.
And while it's not a big contract, he's the only one that's under contract mm-hmm. for next year. So I'm not going to say that plays a role in that, but it plays a role in that, sure. You know, who's the number two guy? He's your, you know, if he's your backup, he's your backup. And if the number three guy is still going to be on the roster, he's still protected. He's not going anywhere. So it really doesn't matter who's two and who's three.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, now you're just getting down to the minutia.
And let's be real about this. If we get to the point where we're worried about who's two and who's three and, you know, who's three and who's four, this season's in a lot more trouble than we wanted it to be.
Yeah, that
anyways.
Means something so, happened to Ben Roethlisberger. Exactly. He's just falling apart, and that's not what you want at this point.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get on the defensive side of the ball. This is Steelers Today with DK Pittsburgh Sports. We'll be right back.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ah yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus Brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
All right, and welcome back to Steelers Today. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. This is Dale Lawley. Dale, I know I said before the break we were going to talk about some defense, and we'll get into that, but you had to sit down with Art Rooney today, so let's talk a little bit about what Art Rooney had to say.
Yeah, you know, he said that, A, they want to get a deal done with T.J. Watt. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that happens or not, we'll see. I mean, as he's been through this a lot over the course of his career, you've seen, you know, Le'Veon Bell, for example, hold out when he had the franchise tag on him and not show up. So I do think that, you know, when you look at this, there are things that can happen here. Even though both sides want to get something done, doesn't mean that it's automatically going to get done. But T.J. Watt's not going anywhere. He will be Steelers, at least Steelers property in 2023. But I do think something will get done with that. Also said that, you know, look, they want, as a franchise, to go back to St. Vincent College. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go back this year. Obviously, the league and the state said no. So are they going to be back there next year? I would think so. Yeah. We won't be back at training camp here at Heinz Field, I don't believe, in 2023.
Talk a little bit about
2022. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what that means for St. Vincent, for the Steelers, because I mean, obviously this is my first camp. So I've experienced as a fan, but not as a, you know, somebody on the media side. But what does that mean for the Steelers, for St. Vincent College, for the area, for the local businesses? Talk about that for a little bit.
Well, I think from a Steelers standpoint, you're looking at this as it's a tradition. B, you know, Mike Tomlin would keep those guys up there full time if he could, if the NFLPA would let them. He would sequester his team at St. Vincent College, keep them in that dorm room and just play the entire season because it fosters some team unity. You know, you're in that dorm with the rest of your teammates and it kind of forces you to be around the other guys. And so you develop relationships with guys. Guys hang out, they play video games together, they study together, do whatever they do, you know, after practice, but they're all doing it together. That may not be happening in this kind of setting here at Heinz Field, mm-hmm. you know, where guys are hopping in their cars and everybody's off to their respective right. apartments or their families or whatever it may be. You know, you're not kind of forced to be together like that. So, you know, they miss that. In terms of what St. Vincent College and Latrobe misses, it's thousands of Steeler fans mm-hmm. every summer that show up for that. So it's a big deal for them as well. So I would expect that's going to happen again next year. So we'll be back at Sharkies.
we'll wrap up two things. So on the defensive side of the football, I did want to talk about this. Robert Spillane, we saw him one-on-one against Najee Harris, one-on-one against, I think it was Pat Freiermuth, but he got beat a couple of times. Do you look into anything? Do you look into that at all? Or is that just a one-on-one drill for a guy who's not really built for one-on-one coverage?
It's as much as backs on backers favors the defense, and it absolutely does. Those one-on-one passing drills where you have a tight end or a running back on a linebacker with the entire field open behind them.
It's kind of hard.
It's not fair. It's especially for a guy like Spillane, who is more of a zone linebacker mm-hmm. than he is a man-to-man guy. Right. He's not going to win any foot races out there, but he's smart enough to know his depth of drops and those kind of things. That's where his value comes into play. Read the quarterback's eyes, those kind of things. So, yeah, it's not going to favor a guy like Robert Spillane.
And then finally, looking forward to Thursday, the game against the Cowboys up in Canton. What are you looking forward to as far as storylines go? Who are you excited to see in pads playing against another uniform? What's your outlook for Thursday night?
I just want to see a game. Yeah. Write about a game. Obviously a lot of the attention will be on Haskins. As I mentioned, I don't think Harris is going to play, but we'll see Kendrick Green in there at center. So there's some young guys that you want to see out there, see how they perform against another team and see how that goes. And, injuries are always part of this. So, do they make it through this game unscathed?
Yeah. All right. Well, the next time we see you, we'll have a football game to talk about. For Dale Lawley, I'm Eddie Provident. This has been Steelers Today on DK Pittsburgh Sports. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you later.